a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
Got to start the show off with a bit of an informative one today.
Oh, I like it.
It's been cold this week, and so, you know, chances are you might be plugging in a few extra appliances and maybe whipping out the old power board.
Yeah.
And just loading that bad boy up.
Yeah. Don't just, you know, I always get scared. I know a power board is meant to have four or five or whatever plugged in, but when I see a power board that is full, I always just am like, oh, really?
Yeah. We run our TV and stuff, like and soundbar and whatnot, off an Xbox off a power board.
Okay, well, that's cool. Okay. Obviously, that's what they're made for, but is it anxiety or
It might be anxiety, but it's also actually just thinking a thing because an electrician's come out and given us a bit of a rundown on some things that we should and shouldn't plug in to power boards, and it's sort of a timely, you know, this time of year people are doing it, you know. So mainly the places you can trip yourself up are the kitchen and the bathroom because it's these sort of high voltage devices that are going to overload a power board.
Ah, I thought because they were wet.
Well, also that probably. So power boards generally, charging phones, earbuds, computers, other small appliances like toothbrushes and shavers, all good. Use them for television, gaming, and there's some stuff in the kitchen that can go on a power board, but generally keep them out of there. Fridges, don't put them on a power board because they run 24/7.
Yeah, okay.
Should never go on a power board, apparently. All right. Slow cookers run for too long as well. So,
I'm glad you're saying this because no one tells you this.
Well, this is why I bring it to the table. Toaster, coffee maker, kettle, microwave, they all use a lot of power and can easily blow the load limit and then sort of, you know, short out your power board. In the bathroom, hair appliances, heaters, and then sort of seasonal stuff like heaters, aircon. And don't plug another power board into a power board.
Well, yeah, apparently. There's that. But surely the TV is not a great one. Because TVs are on a lot of the time.
Well, yeah, you'd
and
think
take a lot of power too.
Well, I don't think they do. I don't know if TVs take as much power as you think they do.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, there you go, guys. Keep them out. It's just as a general rule. Keep them out of the kitchen and the bathroom, and you should be fine this winter.
Power me up.
No promises. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast. We need to do that. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday, every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their jobs. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Wombie just looked at me like, are you serious?
Did
that
Uncle
was
Tom
top
just
notch.
Do that?
Unky Tom for Unky the win.
Unky Tom FTW. All right, fun facts for today. Did you know that migrating birds, sometimes they want a bit of a rest when they're flying over the ocean, so they'll just land on a ship that's going in the right direction. They'll pick the one that's going the right way and then they'll just chill out on that for a bit.
That's very cool.
What about ChatGPT? It was tasked with everybody's worried about sort of this artificial intelligence stuff. I wouldn't panic too much. Here's why. ChatGPT was tasked with generating over 1,000 jokes. Hey, ChatGPT, give me over 1,000 jokes.
Okay.
When it tried, 90% of them were the same 25 jokes repeated over and over and over.
Oh, okay.
Which does sound a lot like this show.
Well, it is. So I am worried again.
We are essentially ChatGPT now that I say that.
We are.
Now that I think of it. When bananas were introduced to the United States, they were eaten with a knife and fork.
Oh, just like Mr. Pitt and his Snickers bar.
I don't know what that means.
It's all right. Don't worry. There's someone out there that does.
Okay. A lot of people think that the world is becoming more immoral, but actual research shows this isn't true.
Oh.
We're coming back around the other way.
Nice.
It's coming back, mate.
Oh, I can't wait till women don't get to vote again.
No, I don't think it's that thing. I don't think that's the thing that's the thing.
I'm sick of voting.
If you think you're experiencing more turbulence on flights, you probably the average person doesn't fly that much, but if you're noticing, hey, I think like every time I fly these days there's a bit of turbulence because climate change is actually making turbulence worse on flights.
I'm not surprised.
No. How's this for a bit sad? Fruit flies that have seen dead flies.
Yeah.
I see dead people. I see dead flies, right? They are then avoided by other flies. Like somehow the other flies know, I know what you've seen. Don't you dare come near me.
Oh, no.
Buzz off, mate.
They shun the trauma fruit fly.
Yeah, the traumatized fruit flies. How's that for getting around
your mates?
That's
a band name.
Traumatized fruit flies. Don't hate it.
Mate, don't hate it at all.
Don't hate it.
Don't hate it.
Let's wrap it up today with the fish doorbell. It's a live stream from an underwater camera set up at a rarely opened canal lock in the Dutch city of Utrecht. Okay? So I'm just going to recap for you because I know that was hard to follow.
No, thank you.
There's a camera at a lock in a canal.
Okay.
Right? So the door.
Yes.
That's because they need to change the levels of the water, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So there's a door in the canal.
Yeah.
And there's a little live stream camera at that door underwater.
Yes.
It's called the fish doorbell.
Okay.
Right? And if you see a fish, you're watching the stream, if you see a fish, you can press the digital doorbell and that will notify the guy that runs the lock, the door, and he will open it to let the fish pass through.
Oh!
And then he'll close it up again.
That's so cool.
So they're getting like global sort of people around the world to be. Like, hey,
there's fish at the door, let him in.
No way we can monitor it, but if we just put it out there, maybe people will enjoy it and...
I love community.
I thought you might like that one.
That's great.
That's Fun Fact Friday for this week. Fun fact.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We are live on our Insta, yes. K-Rock Geelong, so check that out. A lot of people saying hi to Wombie, including Wallington Rural, Wallington WRG.
Okay.
One of Wombie's favourites. He gets out there, So everyone's watching because Lingy believes that he knows better than us. Mm. He thinks he knows better than the parents of now.
To be fair, he's been a parent longer than either of us have been. Yeah. So, you know, he's probably got a good base to work from. But he's going on a road trip. They depart tomorrow and they're driving up to sort of central northern New South Wales for a little beach holiday, mid-year beach holiday. But he is making the boys go tech-free and Dodsy, his wife, as well. He thinks that they can do a full road trip in 2023. What does he say, 11, 12 hours of driving all up?
Yeah.
Without any sort of devices. I say by Wangaratta. I actually said there'll be tears by Anarchy, but then also by the time they get to Wangaratta, he's pulling into his nearest sort of electrical dealer and buying three iPads straight 100% off
country target, if that's still a thing, watch out.
Yeah.
So we thought we've got the psychic dog. Mm. Now, he's not doing much at the moment, from what you can tell on Insta Live.
Yeah.
But we thought we will utilise him like they use that beautiful octopus who I now believe has actually passed.
Since, psychic octopus.
The psychic octopus. I think his name was Christopher, maybe?
Okay.
Anyway, he has passed. So Wombie is picking up where he left off. Now, we have two options. Option number one is that Lingy's tech holiday will work.
Yeah.
Option number two, Lingy's tech holiday will fail.
So
what's it gonna be?
The only thing we haven't got on the pieces of paper yet are the treats. Now I'm gonna put a treat on each and then step away and we will see which the psychic dog chooses and that will predict.
He's already sniffing.
Lingy's holiday is gonna go.
Now you're gonna have to be quick because as soon as he sees you go over,
He's closer to one option. That can't be a fair place to start.
Okay, all right, hang on. You talk on the mic. Hang on, I've got to put the camera there. You talk on the mic and I'll get him over here.
I think for this to be sort of an official result and to be a fair and sort of even process, he needs to be an even distance from both options because otherwise he'll just go for the closest one, yeah?
Okay.
So is he ready to go? All right, he's in good position. I'm going to place the treats and then we're going to find out how Lingy's holiday is going to go.
Here we go.
There we go. There you go, Wombie.
Okay, in 3, 2, 1. Get the bicky. Go get the bickies. Where up? No, that's Tom.
He's come over to Uncle Tom. Hello. Hey, good boy.
Wombie,
now go.
Get the bickies.
Go to the bickies, mate.
Oh, what is that?
Oh, he's gone to no tech holiday. Will work. Oh!
Work!
Wow, that bodes well for Lingy.
Go Lingy. Wombie knows best. But of course, redheads do stick together.
True, true. Well, remains to be seen. I am still not convinced. But good on you, Wombie. He also ate the other option. Does that?
Well, no, but he ate the other one first, right, so that's fine.
Just thought I'd check.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I believe that the phones will go wild on this. I've been pushing this as a topic of conversation for about 6 months now, and you, every time, are like, and because you're beautiful, you're like, let's see what else is. And then I realised... You just think it's silliness.
Well, I don't think it'll work.
Yeah. I believe that a lot of people have a designated cupboard in their house that brings them a little bit more joy than the other cupboards.
Mm.
You find that a lot of people, when you have cutlery, plates, bowls, they're all sort of same.
Mm.
You know, you pick one, you can't tell which one's which because it's all the same set. But when it comes to mugs... Everyone's got a favourite mug, mate.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a favourite mug. Some people use their mug specifically for weekends.
Like special occasions.
Special occasion mug. That's what we've got in our house. Special occasion mug. The weekend mug. It's got a picture of a tomato on one side. It's got a picture of a chili on the other. That's our weekend mug.
What? And it's your
weekend mug. So whoever gets it first, right? Because there's a lot of tea and coffee drinking that goes on in our house. Whoever gets it first. The other person gets a dog wearing sunnies. Now, these two mugs bring us so much joy and happiness, and I can't even tell you why, but they're the weekend mug.
Where did you get them?
No idea.
They just appeared.
That's what happens with a good mug, mate.
Okay.
Mugs can be with you throughout life. You'll always look at a plate and think, even if you're moving house, oh, you know what? These plates, nah. Let's give them to the salvos or whatever, or maybe it's time to upgrade our plates or cutlery or whatever.
Mm.
But you always keep the mugs, don't you? And then you might throw away other mugs, but there's always those special ones that you keep. And I want to celebrate your mug today. 52-232-955. What's on your mug? What's your favourite mug? Tell us about your mug. Tom doesn't think anyone's going to call.
Oh, I feel like I'm being punked. I feel like there's like there's a secret hidden camera apart from our normal cameras. Like, ha-ha, this isn't real radio.
Debbie from Torquay. Debbie, are you a mug lover?
Yeah, I'm no mug, but I'm definitely a mug lover.
Tell us about your mug.
I've had it for over 32 years. I got it given to me by my first mother-in-law.
Mm.
She has since passed. I've also gotten rid of the first cousin, but the mug survived. The mug rules.
The mug.
Yes.
Nice. Okay.
And what is so special about the mug? What does it look like?
Oh, it's a lovely fine bone china, but more mug height rather than a little teacup.
Yes.
And it's nice little edge. It's got to have the nice edge, and it only gets used in the mornings.
Oh, see? Love a rule around a mug.
I know. Love the mug.
Mm.
Okay. Mugs rule.
Okay.
Debbie's my people.
Kayla in Mount Dunedin, have you got a special mug in the cupboard?
I do. It is more a teacup than a mug, and it has to be used to have my tea no matter what. And I have one at work as well. So I have two, one at work and one at home.
Lovely. And is it more an aesthetic thing, like, you know, like Debbie was saying, the thin rim, or is it...
It's fine bone china, yeah.
Fine bone china. Oh, everyone's loving the fine bone.
So much better in fine bone china. It's okay. Just a thing.
Ah, nice. Mug right. Lovers unite.
I had no idea.
I'm loving this community, mate. We've got our finger on the pulse right now. Kirby from Brimley, are you a mug lover?
I have the biggest collection. It's not even funny. A majority of them are pop culture related because I'm a complete nutter geek.
Good.
And I have, you know, Venom from the movie?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I actually have a Venom head mug. So it's actually like formed, and the thing you hold it with is actually his tongue.
Oh,
it looks insanely cool.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
I've got a couple of mugs that I use for when I have my chai and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Mm.
But usually I have regular drinks out of these mugs because I don't actually drink coffee. So, yeah, I use them for pretty much everything.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I am getting messages coming in as well. Yes, my favourite mug is at my mum's and my house.
Mm.
They spread them around family homes. Okay. They've got their favourite mug there. I told you, Tom.
Okay. Right.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.